The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone's having a great weekend so far. We're going to talk about the holiday stresses, talking about losing weight, talking about improving brain function, boosting your immune system during the fall and winter seasons. You know, it's very important to keep your immune system stronger than ever during this time where they call it, quote unquote, flu season. And the problem is not that people are passing around the flu to each other. It's that they're inside. They're not getting vitamin D. It's that as it's colder, people drink less water. Now we have all the holiday seasons coming up. You're going to be eating more cookies and pastries and more drinks of alcohol and less sleep later nights. It's a recipe for disaster. More sugar, less exercise, less vitamin D, less water, more alcohol, more stress. Of course, your immune system is going to get weak. So you got to stay ahead of the game. Don't wait for yourself to get sick. Prevent yourself from getting sick right now. And you might need to take vitamin D supplementation during the winter. I personally take vitamin D. I'm working all day. I'm in my office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. So I don't get sunlight, so I have to supplement with vitamin D. However, most vitamin Ds don't get absorbed properly. Supplements can be very dangerous. It's not only medicine that has side effects, but supplements have side effects as well, especially if they're full of contaminants and impurities, different preservatives, food dyes and sugars and fillers. I don't trust many companies for vitamins. Apex Energetics is one of them. Claire Laboratories is another. But most supplements don't trust at all. So there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, you know, take vitamin C for your immune system. Well, it's better to eat an orange for your immune system. Not only do you get the vitamin C, but you also get the other vitamins as well. You don't find vitamin C by itself in nature. So therefore, when the brain takes a vitamin C pill, it's a little confused, like, huh, this doesn't make any sense. And it could even trigger autoimmune reactions if you take the wrong supplements. So eat lots of fruit. Very good for vitamin C, boosting your immune system. Also, in addition to vitamin D and vitamin C, is zinc. But you want to check your zinc levels, just like you want to check your vitamin D levels, see how low you are. If you're not low, maybe you actually don't need to take zinc vitamins. But many people with weak immune systems do have low zinc, but do blood work first. And when you do blood work, you could see, are you anemic? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have inflammation? There's lots of valuable information that blood work can tell us. Sometimes it tells us you have poor absorption, so taking supplements would be pointless. If you have low stomach acid, you're not going to absorb it, then you're just wasting your time and money. So a lot of times before taking supplements, you got to increase your stomach acid. You got to increase your peristalsis contractions, have the proper enzymes, the proper bacteria. Then you'll be able to absorb zinc just from the food. Now, which foods have zinc? Pumpkin seeds. They have a lot of zinc. So if you eat pumpkin seeds and you have the proper stomach acid, you're most likely going to have a good amount of zinc. Oysters. I just had oysters last night, actually. If you like meat, lean beef does have zinc. Crab has zinc as well. Hemp seeds actually have a lot of zinc. Chickpeas, you could find that with hummus. So black beans, they have a high source of zinc. So there's lots of natural ways to get zinc. Even cashews have zinc as well. So if you can eat the foods, that's better. It's always better to eat the foods than to take the supplements, but we got to make sure you're absorbing properly. You want to make sure you don't have inflammation or a leaky gut. A lot of my patients have leaky gut and they're not absorbing properly. So if you want to absorb zinc, you want to absorb vitamin C, you got to have a good gut. I said oranges have good vitamin C, strawberries, pineapple. They all have great vitamin C. Mango, delicious fruit, right? Brussels sprouts, kiwi, guava, bell peppers. Bell peppers have vitamin C. I also recommend them for my patients with Parkinson's disease. Peaches also have vitamin C as well. Getting back to the Parkinson's disease, I would recommend bell peppers as one of the foods, because it actually has nicotine in it. Nicotine actually helps with Parkinson's. But you don't want to start smoking cigarettes because that causes a lot of other problems such as cancer and lung disease, emphysema. But nicotine can be found in nature, in the bell peppers, in potatoes, eggplants, cauliflower, tomatoes, they all have nicotine, and nicotine's been proven to help with Parkinson's disease. A supplement that's been proven to help with Parkinson's disease is called glutathione. The research has shown glutathione can actually decrease some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. But that's really the only supplement. And then you want to eat the nicotine foods. You could get almost all your nutrients from your food. You just got to eat the colors of the rainbow. That's the most important thing. When you eat the colors of the rainbow, you're going to be satisfied and you're not going to overeat. So now that Thanksgiving is coming, make sure to not overeat. You want to eat each color of the rainbow. And there's so many dishes, stick to the healthy dishes, right? Eat those Brussels sprouts. Have the salad. Have the string beans and the broccoli and the cauliflower. Have some sweet potatoes for your orange. Some collard greens. And yes, of course, you can have turkey, but try not to have so much of the bread and the potatoes. And the rice and all the desserts and all the alcohol. You can make good, healthy decisions. Bond with your family. Have fun. Thanksgiving is not about stuffing your face, but it's about being with family, being with your loved ones. You don't have to overeat on Thanksgiving. In fact, I eat before Thanksgiving So I don't overeat. You don't want to, some people go all day without eating, so they're really hungry for Thanksgiving. Should just be a normal meal, but you're with all your friends and your family. That's the most important part. Especially the past couple of years, a lot of people have missed Thanksgiving from COVID. But now it's time to hug and kiss and love one another. We don't want to be isolated. We need to be social. We need to be around friends and family. Very important to boost your brain power, especially right now when people are getting seasonal affect disorder, where they're depressed during the winter. So vitamin D is priority, but also having social events, being with your friends and your family. If you're worried about getting sick, just boost your immune system. You eat healthy, stay away from the alcohol, the sugar, get good sleep, drink a lot of water, get physical exercise, do breathing exercises, have some fun, laugh, help charity. Keep yourself busy with positive things and positive people. That will help get rid of any depression, but your brain's like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. So just because it's the winter, don't go into hibernation where all you do is stay inside because it's cold and sit on the couch watching Netflix. You got to get out and about. You got to be social. It's okay to be cold. It's good for your brain. It's good for your nervous system. You got to get strong so you can handle it. And you can handle stress better. So let's not stress over the holidays. Let's make it a great thing. Let's eat healthy. Let's bond with our friends and family. You don't want to gain those holiday pounds. You want to go to your Thanksgiving dinner looking healthy and fit. And everyone else wants to be like you, and maybe you'll inspire others not to drink and eat all the sugar and the cake and the candy. All right, we'll talk about this when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about keeping off that holiday weight. Now, there's lots of ways to lose pounds. You got to end the year on a good note. Don't end the year gaining weight, being more unhealthy, less exercise. End the year on a good note. Remember, we got to eat each color of the rainbow. We got to avoid sugar and alcohol and bread and pasta and all the carbs, all the candy. People are going to be dropping off all these holiday cookies, and, you know, people are going to be eating a lot of candy and cakes and pastries, the comfort food. We got to stay away from that. Don't be tempted. Don't be tempted to eat all the sugar. Sugar's addictive. Sugar's more addictive than cocaine. They do these studies on rats where they give the rats a choice of the cocaine and the sugar. But first they feed him the sugar so they can get an idea what that's like. Then they feed him the cocaine. They get an idea what that's like. Then they give him option. Once they choose one, the door closes and they can only have one. And most of the rats ended up choosing sugar over the cocaine. So you can't just have a little bit of sugar because then your brain craves it. So you want natural sugar from fruit, all those vitamin C fruit that we were talking about. That's the best sugar on the planet. But stay away from cane sugar. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. Corn syrup. That's even worse than sugar. Stay away from all the sugar replacements. Sweet and low, splendid, aspartame. Those are toxic, just cause different diseases. So we stay away from sugar and sugar replacements. The alcohol, we got to stay away from that. That has a lot of sugar. But alcohol can damage your brain, can damage your nerves. I know a lot of people like to have their glass of wine after work or on a Friday night, they're out with their friends. But if you really want to be healthy, if you feel like you're not as healthy as you can be or healthy as you should be, that's something you really want to look into. You'll never realize how much better you feel unless you try it. And then you also won't realize how much you don't need it. You also save a lot of money. You know, people say, oh, so hard to pay for organic. It's so expensive. But they'll buy wine and beer and coffee and soda and water bottles and stuff that's very expensive that they don't need at all. And so much more enjoyable when you eat all these colors of the rainbow. So satisfying, tastes so good. And then you don't crave a lot of food because you're getting all your nutrients. So one way to prevent yourself from overeating is to eat all the colors of the rainbow. Then you're satisfied. Then your body's not going to crave any more food. Another great way to help lose weight is intermittent fasting. That's where you eat from 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you're only eating 8 hours during the day, during the light. You want to eat during the light when the sun's out. We eat for energy, so you should be eating during the daytime. You don't need energy at night to go to sleep. Now, on Thanksgiving dinner, I know a lot of people have late dinner. So that's okay because it's just one day. But pretty much all the other days, you want to be done by eating by 6 p.m. Sometimes you might have to eat at work if you don't get home till later. But that will help you lose weight. Going to bed early. I've had patients lose weight only by going to bed earlier, by switching their bedtime from 1 a.m. to 10 p.m. I had a patient lost 15 pounds in 2 months, literally by changing their bedtime. The hours before midnight are the most important. When you sleep, that's when you rest and digest. That's when you break down your food. That's why it's good to have 4 hours from your last meal to bedtime. So that's why if you eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the perfect bedtime is 10 p.m., and you go 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., you get 8 hours of sleep. When you get more sleep, that will help you lose weight. You get in that rest and digest. You also can lose weight by decreasing cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. And when you have high cortisol levels, you deposit belly fat. So how do we do stress? We can reduce stress through physical exercise. We could reduce stress through meditation, through playing sports, listening to a funny podcast, turning off the news. The news is very stressful. So a lot of people don't realize, they in their heads are like, oh, I need to be informed, so I'm going to listen to the news. But in reality, all the stories causes stress. What are the stories? Oh, people shot, people stabbed, violence, murder, theft, homelessness, inflation, political corruption, racism, natural disasters. It's all horrible news. There's a war in Ukraine. Disney fired all these employees. Gasoline prices are going up. Rent's going up. It's always bad news. Even on social media, after the elections, all the Democrats were complaining about the Republicans that won, and all the Republicans were complaining about the Democrats that won. Nobody was positive. Nobody was cheering on their own sides. They were all just criticizing the other side. You got to be very careful with politics. They get you stressed and they get you angry. And I know that a lot of people want to listen to politics and be informed. But try with your local people. And the local people are more responsive. And you can make a difference locally. But try and not get it from the news. The news is made to put you in fear mode. And when you're in fear mode, your cortisol levels go up. And when cortisol levels go up, body fat increases, sleep decreases, energy decreases, anxiety increases, heart attack, stroke increase. The most common time for heart attack and stroke is Monday morning because people are stressed out. We have to reduce stress, not just to lose weight, but to prevent future health problems. So you got to figure out, how do you relieve stress? Now, I have a little punching bag in the basement. So my son gets really stressed out, I'm go downstairs and punch the bag. That helps to relieve his stress. You know, my other son is just taking the dog out for a walk. He loves that dog so much. The dog reduces his stress. Going outside for a walk reduces stress. Taking a vacation, even if it's just for a weekend. Take a little trip to the Poconos and the Catskills. Doesn't have to be a whole week. Literally could just be a day or two. But get out of your natural habitat. Reduce your stress. Help others. That helps to reduce stress. You forget about your own problems because you're helping others. And when you see them smile, that reduces your stress. They did this research and they found out for anxiety, when you do a good deed, that reduces your stress and anxiety. It reduces the person you did the good deed for, reduces their stress and anxiety. And for anybody who witnesses it, it reduces their stress and anxiety. Other natural ways to reduce stress and anxiety are stimulating what's called your vagus nerve. That gets you out of the fight or flight mode, more into relaxed rest and digest state. You can wash your face with cold water. You can rub the tragus part of your ear, that little inner ear part. You could do little facial rubs. You could gargle really intensely. Helps to stimulate the vagus nerve. The gag reflex, as long as you don't have a history of bulimia, the gag reflex can be very powerful stimulation of the vagus nerve. Singing really loud, screaming, laughing, even fake laughing, coughing, fake sneezing, achoo. You know, just really doing all the noises, using your throat, like the back of your throat, the make sounds that stimulate your vagus nerve. the vagus nerve will help reduce stress and anxiety, helps you deal with the holidays, helps reduce cortisol, reduce belly fat, gets better sleep, more energy. We all got to stimulate that vagus nerve. The vagus nerve even helps with diabetes. It's amazing how much you could do to reduce stress by stimulation of your vagus nerve. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from the break.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were just talking about reducing stress levels, stimulating the vagus nerve. If we stimulate the vagus nerve, we get you out of that fight or flight mode, more into a relaxed rest and digest state. Now, we want everyone to reduce their stress. I'm going to be giving all my listeners a special gift before the show is over. It's going to help them reduce their stress levels. Everyone needs to do that. It prevents cancer if your stress levels are down. It prevents heart disease and stroke. When you are stressed, it's hard to sleep. When you are stressed, your adrenals overfire and you have what's called adrenal fatigue, and people won't have energy because they're in stress mode. Their brain's overfiring. It's overstimulated. They're using up all the oxygen. So we got to relax the nervous system and get you out of that fight or flight mode, more into a relaxed rest and digest state. Then you can break down your foods. You can metabolize. It's so much easier to lose weight when you're out of stress mode. When you're in stress mode, that makes you more susceptible to sickness because your immune system becomes weak. Even the CDC wrote that people who are anxious and stressed are more likely to get COVID-19. The worst things for COVID-19, which is still around, man, it was not on the news, but it's still around, just as other stuff like the flu is still around. And something that's been really on the increase right now is called RSV. But to fight the flu, to fight COVID-19, to fight RSV, we got to boost your immune system. And the first way to boost your immune system is to reduce emotional stress. Now, practice mindfulness and meditation. Now, other ways to boost your immune system, which we spoke about earlier, are making sure you eat the healthy foods that have zinc and vitamin C. Make sure you get your vitamin D levels up during the winter when there's less sunlight. These are a way to boost your immune system. Don't forget to physically exercise during the winter. You can't become a couch potato that's hibernating. So obviously it's easier to exercise more when it's nice out, but we can't use that as an excuse. So you might have to find some indoor activities to keep you healthy, or you could do it in your own house and do it on YouTube videos. You know, you can go to the gym, or you could do indoor basketball or tennis, or you could take dance classes or yoga classes, Pilates. You could buy DVDs and, you know, there's so many options to stay healthy. You don't need any special equipment. You can do jumping jacks and sit-ups and push-ups and lunges. I mean, there's so many things to do. Squats and planks and, you know, it's unlimited. You can get bands for home and it's so, you just got to be committed. You got to find stuff that you like to do. But when you exercise more, even if it's just a daily walk, that helps to reduce stress levels. If you go to bed early, remember we said the hours before midnight are the most important. That helps to reduce stress levels. You got to be sleeping when it's dark outside. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, go to bed at 5 p.m. because it's getting dark so early right now. However, because it's darker earlier, you should be going to bed earlier in the winter. You know, maybe in the summer, you need 7 hours of sleep. And in the winter, you probably need 8 hours sleep. So you need to get a little bit more rest in the winter. And that's just because there's less sunlight. We got to follow the rules of the sun. So when it starts to get dark, your brain needs to see darkness. So you got to start to dim the lights. Turn off the television. Turn off the computer. Turn off the cell phone. Turn off the iPad. If it's 8 o'clock at night and all the lights are on, all the screens are on, everything's stimulating, you're eating a late dinner, you're not going to get the proper sleep. You're going to throw off your circadian rhythms. Your circadian rhythms are controlled by cortisol, which we said is the stress hormone, and melatonin. That's the sleep hormone. Now, you don't want to take a supplement melatonin because then the brain says, I don't need to produce it on my own because you're supplementing with it. Remember, we said supplements are dangerous, not because of necessarily just the contaminants, the impurities that can be found, not just because you might not absorb it because you don't have enough stomach acid, not just because you're taking something that you don't need and it's becoming toxic, but if you take it, then the brain says, I don't need to make it. We want the brain to make the melatonin at night. And we're going to do that by following the laws of the sun. At nighttime, it's got to be dark. Go outside during the night so your brain can see the moon, can see that there's no sun, and it's time to start releasing melatonin. That's going to reduce your stress levels, your cortisol. It's going to boost your metabolism, your rest and digest. It's going to help you lose weight. It's going to help with leaky gut. Got to get your circadian rhythms in order. That's controlled by what's called your pineal gland. The pineal gland can be affected by fluoride. So if you're having fluoride, that might affect your cortisol. That might affect your melatonin, your sleep. Fluoride is found in toothpaste. It's found in water. The dentist uses it when you do cleaning. You're allowed to opt out of it if you want. You're allowed to opt out of x-rays if you want. You are your own healthcare proxy. You make your own decisions. You don't have to do whatever the doctor tells you. You got to look out for yourself. So if you don't want to take fluoride, don't take fluoride. You can get water without fluoride. You can get toothpaste without fluoride. You could go to dentists who don't use fluoride. That will affect your pineal gland. And that throws off your circadian rhythms. So we want cortisol high in the morning. That's why we want to exercise in the morning. You want to eat a good, healthy breakfast in the morning. Testosterone is highest in the morning also. You want to have sex in the morning. The morning is the time to get everything done. Get your reading done. Get your meditation done. Get your meal prep done. Write in your journal. Have some good conversations with your family and your kids. The morning is where you start everything. Get your first power hour. Got to make sure you exercise. Go outside during sunrise so your brain can see the sun coming up. Now it's ready to increase cortisol and decrease melatonin. That's going to give you a lot of energy throughout the day. I have so many patients complaining about energy. You got to get your circadian rhythms in order, your pineal gland. We could tell if your sleep cycle is off. We do a test in our office. It's called a QEEG brain mapping. And you wear this. It's like a cap. Looks like a swimmer's cap that's got electrodes that are attached to it. And it will literally tell us if you have too much anxiety, too much stress, sleeping difficulties, low energy, brain fog, lack of motivation, poor memory, anxiety, depression. It even tells us if you have heavy metal poisoning, thyroid problems, intestinal inflammation, white matter inflammation in the brain. It tells us about different neurotransmitters such as acetylcholine and dopamine. This is a great holistic test with no radiation. It's not like a MRI where you gotta, you know, get that fluid in your system, you know, the dye so they could see. It's not like a CAT scan that's got all this radiation or an X-ray with radiation. Those are just pictures. Those don't tell us how the brain functions. This QEEG brain mapping tells us how the brain is functioning. And I told you I was going to give you guys a gift. Well, here's the gift. The QEEG brain mapping is normally $400. But for the first 7 people that call right now, you could get the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. You can call or text. You can even email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com and let them know that you want to get the QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $400, but you can get it for only $21. That's our gift to you. It's only $21, but you got to be one of the first 7 people that call. 646-221-6738. You can call or you can text or email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You got to be one of the first 7 people. You can also, if you want to just find out some more information about our practice, go to kaplandc.com. You can also go to our Instagram and our Facebook, which is Kaplan Brain and Body. And then you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body. We have lots of free videos and great health information to help you function better, feel better, and live a better life. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to lose some weight, how to get not sucked into that holiday stress. You know, learn to say no if you have to. With your health, you got to put your health as a priority. You know, don't make the holidays stressful. The holidays are time where we want to love and care and help each other and give to others. Too many people stress about it. Stress about the food, stress about who to invite. Now people are stressing about COVID. Stress about shopping. Stress about how expensive, all the inflation. Stress about people who are worried about drug abuse and alcohol abuse. Stress about relationships. So there's a lot of stress during the holidays. So you got to prioritize your own health and don't put yourself in stressful situations. Be around people who are your cheerleader, not people who criticize you. And, you know, it's okay to walk away from conversations with negative people. Because when you're around negative people, then you become negative. You become who you're around. So if you want to be healthy, you hang out with healthy people. If you want to be rich, you hang out with rich people. You want to be laughing and have a good time, you hang out with fun people. You know, it's all about who you're surrounding with. But if you're surrounded by negative people, people who are always worried, who are always stressing you out, that's going to take a toll on your health. So it's not only about taking care of your own health, but it's also being around healthy people. I'd rather be around 3 or 4 fun, healthy, positive-minded people than hang around, you know, 10 people that are always complaining, always negative, always angry, always upset, always complaining about what other people are doing, or complaining about the world, or complaining about politics, or stressing out about COVID. And, you know, you want to be around people who are happy, healthy, loving, funny, giving, smart, successful, charitable, because that's what you want to be. That's what I create in my office, this healthy atmosphere. Because we want to be all around healthy people. Everyone wants to be like-minded. You can't have one person in the family be healthy and everyone else isn't. You got to inspire other people. So be that. If you're the only healthy person in your family, start working on others and encourage them. Hey, you want to come to the gym with me? Hey, you want to help me make this great new healthy meal? Hey, you want to go to the supermarket with me and shop? Hey, check out this new book I just read. You know, you want to be around people who inspire you, who are your cheerleaders. That reduces stress levels. That reduces depression. Right? We've got to have fun. Everybody's too serious. Got to go on vacation. I'll write that on my prescription pad. Take a vacation. That is the key to creating a healthy life, to creating a stress-free life. The key to happiness is making progress. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be 1% a week. But make sure you start making progress. Make this, you know, a healthier week than last week. Exercise a little bit more. Eat a little bit healthier. Go to bed a little bit earlier. Drink a little bit more water. Right? We can't go around living in fear mode. When you're in fear mode, cortisol goes high, stress levels increase. Now, during the holiday season, right, we said a lot of people are stressed. So what are you going to do to prepare for that? You know, you got to have maybe a plan before, just like we planned eating healthy. Say, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to eat all the healthy stuff. I'm going to eat the vegetables. And I'm going to stay away from the sugar. So have a plan. If you know there's a family member that you always fight with, you know, just make sure, hey, I don't bring up a certain subject that I know I'm going to fight with them. You've got to have a plan. You got to know ahead of time that you can handle any stress. Now, a way to handle stress is to put yourself in a little bit of stress. For example, you can take a shower, and at the end of the shower, end with cold water. That puts you in stress. It doesn't feel great. It's cold, especially in the winter. But that helps to boost your parasympathetic nervous system. You know, today it was very cold, but I went outside with just my scrubs. So it was like a t-shirt, very short sleeves. It was cold. I suffered a little bit. But that makes my brain part that deals with stress even stronger. You know, last night I was hungry at 9 o'clock, but I stressed myself out and said, nope, I'm not going to eat. So even though I was suffering, that made me stronger because my cortisol levels were low. If I ate, that would have increased my cortisol levels. That would have interrupted my sleep. And I wouldn't have as much energy the next day. So I suffered to get stronger. I do the cold shower to get stronger. I go outside in the cold weather to get stronger. I don't eat when I'm hungry to get stronger. I'll take the steps instead of the elevator to get stronger. I'll park at the furthest parking spot rather than the closest parking spot to get stronger. I'll try and get to my next meeting without the GPS to use my brain so I can get stronger. I put myself in a little stress mode, but it makes my brain stronger. Life is too easy these days. You gotta put yourself in a little bit of stress mode so that when these little stresses come, you can handle them a lot better. You know, we don't have big stresses anymore these days. Like, you know, there's not too many, you know, in New York City, right? There's no really big hurricanes. You had Hurricane Sandy, but that was it. There's no earthquakes. You know, it's not like gangs in New York. You know, it's not like in the 80s with Times Square was all, you know, drugs and prostitutes and graffiti. And remember how the 80s, all the subway looked? I mean, yeah, I know it's not as good this year as it was, you know, before COVID-19. But in the big scheme of things, it's still a lot safer than it used to be. And you go to bed at night, you know where your next meal is coming from. You got a roof up over your head. You got clothes on your back. So your brain should be in a relaxed state. But too many people are in a stress mode. We're in the city that never sleeps. And what you want to do is pick up where the stress mode is coming from. A lot of the times it's coming from certain areas of the brain. So there's certain neurologic tests we could do to analyze the brain. We talked about that QEEG brain mapping. That's normally $400. But our gift to you was to give it to you guys for only $21. For the first 7 people that show up, they can get the complete neurological evaluation, a QEEG brain mapping that will tell us each area of the brain of how it's functioning. It's normally $400, but if you call or email us, you can get it for $21. The phone number is 646-221-6738. That's 646-221-6738, or you can email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you're interested in the QEEG brain mapping, analyzes all the different areas, tells us if you have memory problems, sleeping problems, aggression, anger, depression, brain fog, anxiety, heavy metal poisoning, tells us if your hormones are off, your intestines are off, your thyroid's off, tells us if you don't have good blood flow and capillary perfusion. Tells about neurotransmitters. It's a $400 test, and our gift to you is you can get it for $21 for the first 7 people that call 646-221-6738. If you're interested in my book, which is called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. So a lot of people who are trying to prevent Alzheimer's, prevent dementia, or they might even have ADD or ADHD, are raving about this book, how it's helped them stay focused improve school, improve work productivity, improve memory. Now they're always forgetting people's names. They're remembering people's names. They're always losing their keys. They're not losing their keys anymore. They used to come in the kitchen and be like, why am I here? Their brains are functioning at a higher level. I have so many of my patients, you know, in there, these baby boomers that are coming in and their brains are getting worse, but it's not anything to do with age. It has to do with their brain function. So we want to do these tests to figure out how their brain's functioning. We also do a complete neurologic test, and I do what's called a MoCA test. But if you're interested in a one-on-one visit with me, where I check out your eyes and I check out your balance and I listen to your heart, listen to your gut, do your memory, we do your coordination and your reaction time and your reflexes and your posture and your muscle strength. It takes about 45 minutes. That's also normally $400, but we're feeling very, very generous today. So we're going to give you another gift. Not only can you get the QEEG brain mapping for $21, but you can also get the 45-minute evaluation one-on-one with me. Go over your history and all your problems and do a thorough evaluation, which is also normally $400. You can get it as a gift for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. That's 646-221-6738. Or you can call or you can email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's info@kaplanbrainandbody.com, where you can get the entire evaluation one-on-one with me for only $21. All right. Hope everyone enjoyed the show, and we will continue this next week.
The preceding program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.